I'm Hannah Coe-Pittman.
I'm Catherine Orchard.
And I'm Hannah van der Vesthuizen.
And we are...
The Fuckboy Podcast!
Welcome to the Fuckboy Podcast, the podcast where we delve into some of the most iconic, reprehensible, and shaggable fuckboys, girls, and folk.
No one is safe.
Who grace our screens, novels, and history books and ask why?
Why?
In this episode, Kath is taking us on a journey to the murky streets of Gotham to talk about the namesake of the upcoming DC film, The Batman.
Why? I'm so excited.
And of course, we will be hearing your best listener stories at the end of the episode.
But first of all, how are we?
How are we?
Oh,
just why? Tell you what, my dad's in Australia and he just got a dog.
Oh my god, what?
He just got a dog.
Yes. What's his name? Tell us.
Well, I found out the name because he texted the group chat. The group chat being me, my mum, and my dad.
The group chat.
To belong to. Saying, Elvis has officially entered the building.
So good.
I'm like, that's so wonderful. Just... has he entered or has he exited the building? Is he inside or outside? It's just wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Wait, what?
Because isn't it a really famous phrase, like, Elvis has left the building?
Oh.
I'm sure it is.
I believe it.
Basically, my dad says it all the time, so I'm sure it is.
Elvis left the building.
Yeah, either way.
Which, speaking of, have you seen the Elvis trailers?
Okay, no, but I've seen clips from it.
I think it looks amazing.
I couldn't tell you if it looks amazing or not, because I've only seen the screenshots. But... Austin Butler, right? Is playing
right?
Elvis Presley.
What a role.
Austin Butler.
Who would have thought?
Does something for me, actually.
Really?
He's so pretty.
He's very beautiful.
He is very pretty. I get him confused in my brain with, I think, the one that Taylor Swift is going out
for. Oh, yes.
Who's in Conversations with Friends.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you were going Tennessee or Irish with that one, but it did.
Who knows?
It ended Irish, and I'm with you.
Started off Tennessee.
I think it did. It was the Elvis was in my brain, you know, that southern drawl.
Another cracking trailer, Conversations with Friends. Have you guys seen it?
No.
Yes, I have seen that one. I haven't seen the Elvis one.
Oh, my God, I didn't realise that had come out.
Yeah.
Obviously have to watch.
Gosh, there's so much good content that we can tear to shreds on this podcast.
Including this episode. So
including this episode, I'm so excited on behalf of you, Kat.
I know, the nerd is jumping out.
The nerd is jumping out, which, this isn't necessarily my on-brand nerdiness.
It's DC?
It's not off-brand at all. That is very true. And it's kind of combining my two maybe favourite things in the world, which is...
Bats and men.
And cats and women.
Yeah. This is true. Kath stands a cat and a bat.
And a hat.
No.
I was going to say...
and all spectres of the gender boundary.
I do. And every animal on this god good earth. Yeah. Merge them together. Yeah. No, it's nerd culture and
did you say merge them together?
Yeah, animals and humans.
All of the animals and all of the humans to make one creature,
super creature.
To
rule them all.
If you were gonna would you be like Catwoman, Batman? Would you be like frog person? What do you think you would be?
Well, that's a good one. I quite like Squirrel Girl. I think I ride or die for Squirrel Girl. Not for me, but as in the character is great.
Oh, is that an actual character?
There's an actual character called Squirrel Girl.
Oh, I did mean what would you be?
Yeah, no, and I think that would be up there.
A Squirrel Girl?
Maybe like Pufferfish Hun?
Pufferfish Hun!
Pufferfish Hun. Cute but deadly.
Pufferfish deadly.
Cute to
blow. If you eat them, you will die.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the females, they carry like a poison in their intestines if you eat it. Or like liver or something.
So horrible.
So in Japan, there are specific pufferfish chefs who train to handle pufferfish, and they cut them up in a certain way and then serve them to their guests and maintain a certain amount of poison in them, so it gives the guests, the people that eat that fish, a high.
Oh, wow.
But if the chef fucks it up,
you die.
You will die.
That doesn't sound like a risk worth taking to me.
I would take it.
I think a lot of people are taking it quite often.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
No, but I...
Drugs, man.
No, that is true.
Not that we do, but no. A lot of people
are. I guess not. Because normally, if you're doing drugs, you would probably give them to yourself, unless it's happening in a hospital,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's true. You're not trusting a random chef
to
maybe
that
not poison
you. Yeah,
that
would be my fear.
I'm a drug dealer.
What would you be? Animal and...
Oh, God, I don't have a bloody clue. Maybe like a seahorse.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because I quite like the idea of getting pregnant and then passing that on to the person who impregnated me to have it be their issue.
Yes,
afterwards.
Love that.
Start the problem. Do not clean it up.
Yes, and that's your superpower.
Seahorses.
That's who I am.
I think it's wrong, but I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It wasn't the game, but I like it anyway.
I'm trying to find a plural seahorses. For seahorses. It must be seahorses. I don't know why.
Yeah, but I love seahorses. Seahorses.
Great. What a wonderful super group we are.
Shall we dig into our topic?
Of the actual combinations today that sound good of a horse and human. A horse and human, an animal and human.
I mean, if you like.
Oh, gosh.
I would love to see a list of all of the superheroes who are like hybrids.
Animal cross human.
Yeah. I mean, DC's gone like Catwoman, Batman, Batwoman. Whereas I think Marvel is slightly more inventive, like Wolverine. Yeah. Instead of being like Wolfman.
Wolf dude.
Totally would work.
It would totally work, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And a Wolverine is a creature, isn't it, actually, to be fair?
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's different to a
like
wolf.
Like a mini wolf?
I actually have no idea.
A Wolverine. It's an animal. The Wolverine, Gulo Gulo, also referred to as the Glutton, Carcajou, or Quickhatch, is the largest land-dwelling species of the family Mustelidae. It is a muscular carnivore and a solitary animal.
Oh. Sorry, did I just enter a fever dream? What on earth were those sounds that just gargled out of your gob? That was deranged.
Okay, you try saying that then.
No, but the thing is, the difference between me and you is I just wouldn't bother. I would just...
Look, I committed.
I love your commitment to
this Wikipedia.
110%. Yes. Beautiful work.
Okay.
It's good. The more you know.
The more you know.
Mr. Liday.
Okay. So.
Here we go.
There are a couple of things that DC Comics have always got right. One is the cayenne, magenta, yellow and black splattered pages of their action and detective comics.
Yes.
And the other is, fairly universally recognised, the Batman franchise. Mm-hmm. From the golden age of the 21st century, Batman has stood the test of time in comics, books, the small screen and perhaps most famously on the big screen. Mm-hmm. In the upcoming 2022 The Batman film, a criminal asks Batman, "Who the hell are you supposed to be?" His reply, "I'm vengeance."
Oh my god.
In New York's Times Square, posters of Robert Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz, Paul Dano and Colin Farrell litter the sides of skyscrapers with words written across their faces in Zodiac-like writing.
Yeah.
The mask, the truth, lies. Attached to another franchise, it may seem ridiculous, but scribbled over the mask, the military-like suit and the perfect face of Batman... It strikes excitement in the hearts of anyone who has ever read or seen the Detective Comic series. So when I first saw the trailer for the new Batman film and the guitar began to strum the opening of Nirvana's Something in the Way.
And you began to strum.
Yeah. I was genuinely surprised how visceral my reaction to the trailer was. I was so excited. Yeah. So, okay, I want to know. One, how high is your comic book film tolerance meter at the moment? How high is your batter meter? And are you excited for this film more or less than past Batman films?
My water meter?
My batter meter.
Batter meter. I was like, that sounds fine.
What? How are you with the comic
not
books?
Not on the recorded podcast, Carmen.
I don't know you. Are you into them? Like, what's your DC vibe? Are you kind of sick of this shit? How are you feeling?
I am not sick of this shit. I'll lap it up. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like a little cat until the cows come.
The joy of Batman is you can really opt in and opt out, and you always, it's always going to make sense. You're never going to walk away being like, I didn't understand a smidgerin of that.
Genuinely.
Yeah. Smidgerin.
Smidgerin. What was the word that you came
up
with?
No, snickroll.
Snickroll. Didn't understand a snickroll of that. No, it's that's the thing. It's so easily accessible, but always really high like quality and really good storytelling.
And I like the Batman franchise because apart from the Michael Keaton films, which I actually haven't watched, but I was watching clips of earlier, they're really dark.
They're so dark.
Like, beautiful and harrowing and Gotham as a place itself is just so kind of magical and magnetic, and you just want to be in that world.
Yeah.
I mean, my Batometer.
Batometer? Batometer? What do you think it's
called? Batometer. That just rolls off of the tongue.
It does, doesn't it? It's just a natural word anyone would say.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Vuse is vapor done right. What does that mean? Well, we sweat the small stuff, so you have a smooth, consistent draw every time. That way you can focus on what matters, like getting back to your podcast. Learn more at Vuse.com. That's Vuse.com.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
Question about Batman.
Yeah.
You know how bats have like supersonic hearing?
Does he? Absolutely not a single superpower.
No. Oh, because he's not bitten by a bat, is
he? He's like Iron
Man.
He's just a dude.
He's just fucking rich.
Yeah, he's Iron Man. He's just a fucking rich
dude. He's the DC version of Iron Man.
Yeah. Well, he's Iron Man is the Marvel version of...
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. That's what I meant.
So we could all be... Do you think Jeff Bezos is actually like the new Batman?
If he wasn't spending all his money on that penis
ship,
yeah.
Dismantling iconic bridges in Amsterdam.
Yes.
He too could be Batman.
Interesting.
I know.
He's more likely to be
Penguin.
I think of all the multi-millionaire, billionaire people, I think Elon Musk is more Batman vibes to me.
For sure. Yeah,
yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But again, bad bloke.
But absolutely bad bloke. Yeah. But of all of them, I think.
Elon Musk really seems to have that self-importance of...
Yeah.
I can picture that.
Vigilante
for sure.
Vibes.
For sure. I will say my DC meter, I need a good film because Suicide Squad 2, oh my God, that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah.
Really?
Have you seen it, Kath?
Yeah.
It was so bad. It was was a fever dream.
I thought Idris Elba was really fun. I thought Rat Girl was really fun.
Oh, I auditioned for Rat Girl.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is just a recurring theme on this podcast.
All the jobs I never got.
Yeah, that was
if I'd been auditioning for Pufferfish Hunt.
Pufferfish Hunt, you would have got it. Absolutely
got it. Yeah, no doubt. I'll write to DC and say, we've got an idea for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to pitch you this queen. So, yes. Did you catch Ben Affleck's Batman?
Absolutely not.
Blinked and you missed it.
No, thank you. I'd rather stick a sharp implement in my eyeballs. Mm.
Is that the one with...
Superman, Batman,
Superman. Oh, absolutely
not. Yeah, Snyderverse, all that.
No.
Yeah.
No, good.
Didn't that make not even a loss, but like borderline a loss?
I think the Josh Whelan. What's his name? Joss Whedon. Version of what was it called?
Justice League.
Yeah.
Oh wait, Joss Whedon. Oh yeah, of course. And then there was
Zack Snyder did it, and then he took over, and then it was awful, and then Zack Snyder did his own cut, which was pretty fucking awful too. I mean, DC, I am at my wit's end.
I hate the way... Okay, yeah. So I guess I said that I wasn't over it because I don't actually really engage with that much DC.
Yeah.
But I did watch a clip of that movie on TV the other day. It was just on. And fucking hell, it sucks ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So boring.
And even the aesthetic is so unappealing.
And I think this is the thing. It lends itself towards Gotham, right? But it doesn't work for, like... In Suicide Squad and the Batman vs Superman, like the garish clash with the colourful sort of nature of those, they just the playfulness of Marvel works so well in Marvel, and the darkness of DC works so well in specifically Batman.
Yeah, I am excited to see what James Gunn does with DC because he was the one who directed Suicide Squad 2, and I did think there were moments that were quite fun. And apparently the Peacemaker show is great.
So same director as Suicide Squad 2, which is the film that you just said is terrible, is directing this Batman.
No, different. It's just he directed Guardians of the Galaxy and does a lot of work with Marvel. And is actually
Guardians of the Galaxy
really
is a brilliant film.
Incredible, yeah. So I am excited to see what he might do with some of the characters from DC. Because I think he loves those characters and I think he kind of has a really cool plan.
Can you imagine being put in charge of DC or Marvel?
Why?
I'd be like, oh, lots of these characters are gonna fuck.
Yeah, literally, that's all you do. Like, yeah. Rom-com.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, we'll see. This one looks. I do think this looks great.
Oh my gosh, this one looks brilliant.
And I must say, well, I have to say that Christopher Nolan's Batmans just rock my fucking world.
Oh, they're incredible.
You don't like them?
It's not that I don't like them. I do. I actually really do. I just don't necessarily think they're as good as...
As good
held
as...
up to be.
I just think they're fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Although, maybe I did... I watched Batman Begins not that long ago and I was somewhat disappointed by it.
Yeah. At the time, they were... fucking revolutionary because they were so different.
Yeah.
And then now I think slightly it's a little bit like tropier and you forget what they actually started.
Yeah.
And I sometimes think Christian Bale isn't necessarily my Batman.
Christian Bale is not my Batman.
Bale's my Batman.
Really?
I think Smelly Patterson might be my Batman.
I think Smelly Patterson is going to be my Batman.
Guys,
100%.
This is crazy because watching that trailer, I was like,
he's not your
Smelly
Batman.
Smelly Pats ain't my Batman.
Really?
Ooh, interesting.
And Anne Hathaway is not my Catwoman.
Oh, no, Anne Hathaway is not my Catwoman.
Mm-mm-mm. As much as I love that motorcycle.
Zoe will be. That is
Zoe. Michelle Pfeiffer, guys. She's my Catwoman.
Oh my gosh, really? Of course. But whoa. I do think Zoe is going to be.
I think Zoe is going to be my Catwoman and Michelle Pfeiffer is actually my Selina Kyle, who is like Bruce Wayne Batman, Selina Kyle Catwoman.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
She's
yes.
my Selina Kyle and I think Zoe Kravitz is going to
agreed.
Be my Catwoman. Huh.
Oh my gosh, Anne Hathaway as Catwoman was...
Rogue.
That
wasn't good, was it?
Rogue. So I want to tell you a little bit about the history of Batman.
Yep.
Okay. Yay!
History.
So, history lesson. So the character of Batman debuted in May 1939.
Woo, that was a long time ago.
In Detective Comics number 27, was created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger.
Bill Finger. Or not.
Bill Finger.
I may have written that down wrong.
Imagine his life at primary school.
Awful.
Kids are cruel. So are we.
In the 30s as well. Ooh. Awkward. Anyway, so he's been portrayed by Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, Michael Keaton, Lewis G. Wilson, Robert Lowry, Adam West, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Will Arnett, and soon to be Robert Pattinson. Are you going, when the fuck did George Clooney play Batman?
I am.
He did. There's. I think he was across from Halle Berry.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, he was for a little bit and
George.
Flippy flip-flopped. That doesn't even count some of the voices of Batman or some of the TV shows or cameos Batman shows up in. Mm. He's a pop culture legend, along with those who appear beside him, like Selina Kyle, a.k.a. Catwoman, the Joker, Bane, and many, many more.
Do you know what is wild? There are so many characters for men. Like, you have James Bond, you have Batman, you have Doctor Who, Sherlock, these people who are cycled over and over by the men that we really herald up. And I honestly can't think of any equivalent with women. Maybe Catwoman. But besides that, if you were to be like, okay, which of these four characters would you be most suited to playing, you know, of iconic roles?
Yes.
I can't actually think of many others for women.
And why doesn't Catwoman have her own movie?
Oh, because they never believed it would, if it would do well. But then, I mean, look,
I think
you think it's her coming.
If Zoe Kravitz.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Is, like, going to be Catwoman, it. I think she would make fucking incredible.
I mean, you look at Harley Quinn. She's absolutely blown up as a character, yeah. As has Natasha Romanoff.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
Changing.
You've got Ms. Marvel around the corner. Yeah, it's exciting.
We have
actually.
The first female Doctor Who.
We do.
We do. That's not wrong.
We do,
which is quite wild that that's the first one. And also, it's like,
yeah,
you know.
What was that little dance, Kath?
That little boogie was like, it is just that thing of like, there must be women in the characters that are the, not just like a female version of Doctor Who, but like, yes, we're always that.
Yeah.
Like, even like Lara Croft, like, where's that franchise? And like, things like that. Like, they make money and they do amazingly.
I guess
the Powerpuff Girls.
The only person who actually I can think of is Cruella De Vil.
Cruella De Vil.
That's been played by multiple women.
I'm sure there's loads, and please do email us.
Yeah, actually, that would be a really good thing to look
at. Yeah, because obviously there's going to be loads that we haven't thought about. So Batman, he operates in Gotham City. Batman serves as its protector, using the symbol of a bat to strike fear in the hearts of criminals. Unlike other superheroes, Batman's often depicted to lack superpowers, instead using lifelong training and equipment to fight crime.
Can you imagine lifelong training?
I know.
To dress up as a bat.
Yeah. It's that's camp.
That sounds like coming out of drama school.
Yes, so it's actually true. Genuinely do. I'm triggered. His secret identity is Bruce Wayne, a rich playboy philanthropist who swore to fight crime after witnessing his parents' brutal murder. He goes by numerous nicknames, including the Dark Knight, the Caped Crusader, World's Greatest Detective, and Defender of Gotham.
Did he come up with these himself?
Oh, absolutely. He's like writing like little hearts in his diary. Yeah. Like,
World's
the Caped Crusader.
The World's Greatest Defender.
Yeah, that's his MSN name.
Oh, yeah.
World's Greatest Defender spelled WRLDS.
Yeah.
Or Z, maybe.
Z, yeah.
So he's one of the most well-known and popular superheroes of all time, and serves as one of DC's main trinity. So Detective Comics, which is what launched Batman, is what DC is named after. Detective Comics.
Oh!
Yeah. Which is quite cool. Batman is chock full of famous and fabulous villains throughout, and there is a bunch of love interests tucked into those 80 years of comics too.
Up in there.
80 years.
Hey. Cheers.
Batman is an old bloke.
So we're going to get to them.
Still being played by a white man.
Yes. Oh my god.
So we know he's a pop culture legend, but having a character who spans so much IP as well as so much time means that we have a wealth of fuckboyery to dig into.
A treasure trove.
So Batman presents to the world as a cold, stoic boy, but he does actually have a heart. In recent times, it's belonged to Selina Kyle. But he has loved and lost more times than he's changed batsuits. Which, in case you didn't know, is quite a few times. So Batman has complicated love interests exclusively. As Catwoman says,
meow.
But she also says, it seems like every woman you're trying to save ends up dead. Or deeply resentful.
Oh god.
Maybe you should retire.
I love that line.
That's so good. It does sound... I was going to say it sounds akin to my dating life. But it doesn't.
You being dating multiple Batman.
Yeah, oh my god, obviously.
Obviously.
I actually was more thinking that all the women that I dated ended up dead or resentful towards me. I love that you gave me that I was the one who was really resentful or almost dead. That's very kind.
Bit of both.
Bit of both.
You hurt people, hurt people. You know
exactly.
We've been in the wars. It's tough out there
in Gotham City. Oh my god, this sounds like Anna, the start of a really bad musical.
In Gotham City.
And it's just about Batman's dating life.
Oh my god, I'd watch that.
Again, put us in charge of DC.
Oh my god.
We'll be your musical branch.
Oh my god, just put us in Joyo.
So, it's love interests, which we will obviously include in the musical. They will each have a ballad. It'd be like six. Yeah. But Batman's rogue love interests.
Yeah.
So these love interests include Poison Ivy.
Okay. Poison Ivy needs to be in my life a bit more. Where is she?
Who's played Poison Ivy?
Uma Thurman.
Oh, yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
Hello. She's in the comic, in the Harley Quinn comic, and they're...
Yeah. Don't they have a bit of a...
Mm-hmm. A vibe. Yeah. Vicky Vale as well, which is a reporter styled, much like Lois Lane of the Superman comics.
Yes.
She's like the innocent, sweet character who's lovely. In the Michael Keaton ones, I think.
Hmm. Lovely bit of alliteration.
Oh, I know, they love it. Vicky Vale, Lois Lane. Oh. And then there's Batwoman, who's actually pretty unique. So most of Batman's love interests are out to kill him, or at least confuse him.
What? Sorry.
Hello, I am here to confuse you.
Hello. Or maybe, and or kill you. Hang on. I'm so confused.
As in, they're trying to kill him.
Was Lois... I knew that was Ivy.
Not Vicky Vale.
Not Vicky Vale. Vicky Vale's just confused.
Vicky Vale was just, the one to save.
Right. A bit of damsel. A blanket.
Yeah, a bit of a damsel. Shame. I think she dies pretty swift.
Fair enough.
Classic. So the character was introduced in an uncomfortable period in Batman's history when Batman and Robin were under attack from critics for promoting heterosexuality to children.
Oh, for God's sake.
Right?
Wait, hang on. What?
As in, they were going around in the comics being
in spandex.
They're gay kids. No, it's just that they were super close and they were
a bit too close.
They're a bit too close.
But is Robin not a little boy?
Robin's 13.
Yes, that's...
Really? I didn't know that.
He maybe grew up in the 50s, who knows? But in 54, right. Dr. Frederick Wortham published a book called Seduction of the Innocent, which focused on Batman and Robin's relationship. DC's solution was to introduce Batwoman to make Batman more heterosexual. But we're going to dig into that later.
Yikes alive.
I've got a lot to say about how gay Batman is.
Oh, yes.
You best believe it.
He's gay, a man dressing up as a fucking bat.
Will you see those tiny little spandex shorts?
Oh,
we see you, Batman.
We see
that yellow belt. We see that cinch brace.
We see you compensating with that Batmobile.
We see that limp wrist, baby.
We do. We see it. We see it all. Okay, there was also Rachel Dawes, played by Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yes.
A film invention who, spoiler, and not spoiler at all, dies in The Dark Knight.
Do you know what? I remember being really shocked that she died. I was like, no, surely not. She's not actually going to die.
She can't die.
How did she die? Did she fall out a window?
No, do you remember when there's the choice between the two locations that the Joker's going to blow up? Is that right?
Oh, I just got shivers. I do remember.
Is it the Joker or is it the one with the melted face?
It's Cillian Murphy.
It's Cillian Murphy with the sack over his head.
I did not know.
With the gas.
I don't know.
Chris Fumes.
Oh, don't
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure that she gets blown up.
Yeah.
But look. I wouldn't bet my life on it.
I would not put any money on it. She dies, which upsets Batman's entire life and sends him into a deep depression, which is so unlike Hollywood to do that. Mm. They just never kill love interests.
Does he pick up a drinking problem?
Yeah, very on brand.
Oh my god, classy.
Oh yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he loses it.
Yeah.
He struggles and then
he has
that training montage and then he comes back to business.
God, it may as well just be James bloody Bond.
I know. Yeah, it really, really may as well be just more tight-fitting suits of not the... What? Tuxedo kind?
Yes.
Tailored kind.
The tailored kind.
A whole different kind of suit. This leads me to, obviously, the big question.
Yeah.
What kind of fuckboy is Batman?
Mm. I smell a narcissist.
He's married to the work, for sure. In love with the idea of saving his city. in love with the performance of the vigilante Batman, the drama.
Oh.
He's also a multimillionaire industrialist whose parents were murdered when he was a child.
Mm. Oh, yes, of course.
He's constantly switching between detective and Gotham's most eligible bachelor.
It must be exhausting.
Mm. Is he a tortured artist, Mr. Narcissist, or is he just crazy?
That's a good point. I bet he doesn't have many other hobbies. That's what I will say.
He's got a real Jekyll and Hyde vibe to him, doesn't
yes.
he?
Yes. I actually have sent you guys definitions that we wrote a while ago of tortured artists and Mr. Narcissists.
Oh.
So we define tortured artists as...
often quiet, internalised, and some may say mysterious, or at least that's what they want you to think.
Mm-hmm.
They supposedly suffer in silence for their art, but it's often you who suffers. He can make you feel indispensable just through a look or a poem. But the tortured artist will dropkick you out of your relationship so quickly you won't realise what's hit you.
And Mr. Narcissists we define as...
an ambitious soul with the perfect shoulder-to-hip ratio and a job so fucking cool that it makes those 5 a.m. Sunday alarms seem reasonable and not mentally deranged. He has a deep, manly voice and even deeper pockets. He has an appendage of satisfying size and adorns it in fresh-out-the-box Calvins bought from Selfridges by his intern.
When it comes to Batman, he's the perfect toxic balance. Bruce Wayne is Mr. Narcissist through and through, and Batman... well, that suit doesn't make itself. So which do you guys think is more apt for Batman?
I think...
Mr. Narcissist.
Yeah, yeah, it has to be.
It was like the perfect description.
But yeah. It is interesting because, like you said, Bruce Wayne is Mr. Narcissist.
Mm.
And then Batman feels like the tortured artist.
He does. He's just so... it's like that seriousness. There's like a lightness to, in my head, what or not. A narcissist acts and behaves like.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas he's like, takes his work and himself so seriously. Absolutely.
Like an art form.
Yeah.
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 Which it's bigger than him, isn't it?
Totally. Totally.
And everything can be sacrificed in the name of it.
Yeah.
Just like, what's her name? Window Wendy or whatever. What's her name?
That's the one, yeah. Window Wendy.
Window Wendy. Rachel Dawes.
Window Wendy is staying.
Yeah, Window Wendy, that's
actually... she needs her own franchise.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Oh my God, incredible. So good.
But it is interesting how a lot of people think of the Batman as... when he's Bruce Wayne, that's his fake persona. And then when he's the Batman, he's being his genuine self. Like
yeah.
when he is being the Playboy millionaire, it's all facade. And then when he gets dressed up, and dresses up as a fucking bat, that's his true self.
Wild.
Which is really interesting
yeah,
to think about.
Completely. Yeah. Well, they had the same with Clark Kent. Clark Kent is an alias and Superman is Superman. And I think that is what makes DC very interesting.
And different to, like, Spider-Man, I guess, with Marvel. Where,
because what...
wait, is Spider-Man DC as
Spider-Man's
Marvel?
Marvel, yeah.
Spider-Man's Marvel, yeah. So I guess that's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man, he is Peter Parker, and then
totally
he kind of does Spider-Man because he's like, I guess I gotta do that.
And I think that's what that comic book house Marvel found so interesting was like, these aren't gods, these are real humans just like us, and then they put on these suits. Whereas DC has that kind of reverse thing where it's like, what's beneath the god?
That's so interesting as well with the time period of when Batman was written.
Mm-hmm.
You know, around that like World War II time period of being like, because it was such a horrific period, everyone being so like low and obviously the quality of life was really poor.
Yeah.
But I imagine that idea of like being able to make change, not because you've had some, been struck by some superpower, but purely by it being able to save the world yourself by your own, I guess, will and like adaptation to being like super I don't know what I'm saying here. What's the word I'm saying?
But yeah, through like hard work and determination
and it not requiring some
external
force. Like the average Joe could also save the world and be a hero
and become a god. I think is like such an interesting concept.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet you can never reveal that you are the person that is saving everyone, which is another interesting thing on top of that, because it's like, okay, your narcissism can take you so far, but actually if you were to reveal who you really are, it would fuck everything up.
Yeah. And it's actually, I think, quite interesting to delve into, and I don't know if any movies have actually done this effectively, but to delve into what it does to you when you can't make real connections because people don't know and can't know who you are.
Mm.
And I do think that that's something that Nolan did well, and I think it's something that this film will do well, because there's like a Fincher vibe to this film. Like, it really reminds me of The Zodiac.
And yeah, it definitely does.
Fincher is very good at putting both sides, the goodies and the baddies, onto a level playing field of like, actually, these humans are all fucked up and flawed.
And we are all humans at the end of the day.
Exactly. All have the capability to do this.
And I'm super excited for what this film kind of brings of that, if it brings that.
And I really hope it does kind of weave in that psychological humanistic element, because I think so often these superhero films can be quite basic. I mean, look at Justice League. It is like fucking stereotypes through and through.
I think Suicide Squad was exactly the same.
Yeah.
Which is why it was so boring.
Yeah.
I mean, we just deserve better.
Yeah. Right? There is better. So this just doesn't cut it.
I saw this thing about how Netflix has an algorithm as to what they will... You know how the cover art for all different shows?
Yeah.
They always change, and dependent on what your algorithm is. So say you watch more shows with women in it, they'll probably show you the women that are in the program.
Interesting.
And the same, but what they have found to be fundamentally always more effective at drawing people into watching something is multiple faces with complex emotions, and also having like enemies at the front or in the focus rather than the heroes, because humans are more like attracted to the complexity of both like emotion and also how someone can become like a villain or
That's so interesting.
It's like it draws you in more, which is why, again, I think Batman is, because he is not just solely like good guy TM, you know, as is like Iron Man and Natasha.
Superman is the opposite of that, and you know,
Superman is so dull,
which they tried to change in the films. They tried to like make Superman bad and like they fucking failed. They didn't make him complex, they made him bad.
It's like, what's his name, who's the one from Marvel who you guys really fancy, who I think is a plank of wood? Captain America.
Chris Evans.
Yes. I think that's why I find him so boring as a character, and I watched the first half of the Captain America movie and I was like, I'm so bored. He was just a bit skinny once.
I'm so bored.
The first Captain America film, I do think, is a pile of dog turd.
Okay.
And then you watch the one with...
And then you watch more.
And Romanoff, and it's...
Okay.
Because he doesn't want
to
be in the future. He fucking hates it. And I think that's really fun.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing it because he's such a good person, but he's not... like happy about it.
Yeah.
I think it's
okay,
really
I'll
fun.
Stick with it then. That's the complexity we want to
but
see.
But also, I actually wouldn't give a fuck if he was the most boring character who ever lived. I would watch every second of those films.
Even if it was just a plank of wood with his face and abs on it.
Yes. Yes, frankly, yes.
Fair enough.
So, we have talked about our anti-hero, but there's another that we've barely scratched the surface of. Despite their incredibly long nails.
No! Very good.
It's, of course, Catwomen. Catwoman. There's not more than one of them. Catwoman. The character who, at the end of the day, has our hearts and Batman's heart. But we will come to that. Okay. So we've covered the 80-year history of Batman. His love interests, his fuckboyery, his history, his enemies. Mm-hmm. But there's one facet of Batman we're yet to dig into. You might be surprised to hear, or you might know me well enough already, but it is, of course, that Lycra suit. But before that, we got to talk about Catwoman.
Oh, gosh, that was exciting.
So, Catwoman, played by Michelle Pfeiffer, Anne Hathaway, Julie Newmar as certainly the campest Catwoman, Lee Merriweather, Eartha Kitt, Halle Berry, And of course, soon, Zoe Kravitz, who is just a genre veteran, so good at doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
The chemistry between Catwoman and Batman is always fire.
Yeah.
Fire!
Do you have a favourite Catwoman performance?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Unbelievable.
Michelle. Oh, my God.
She is so iconic. She is mad.
Iconic.
She is mad.
Honey, I'm home. I just realised I'm not married.
Yes. That's so good.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it is that. Like, she's just iconic.
But it needs that edge and that flair of, like, I'm actually really scared of you.
I'm unhinged.
That Harley Quinn-esque.
Yeah,
like,
it is very Harley Quinn.
What on earth are you doing next? Yeah. And Anne Hathaway, for me, does not have that at all.
No. But I think Michelle Pfeiffer is so camp.
She's so camp.
She's very Cruella de Vil.
Those films are so camp. Like, the Nolan films are not at all. And no. I do think Batman is fucking camp, which, like I say, we're going to get to the suit.
Oh, my God, so camp.
With the mannequins whipping their heads off.
Yes.
Oh, my good Lord,
I'd
God.
I'd like to be that mannequin.
Same.
Whip my head off.
Literally, do it now.
Please, for God's sake, someone whip my head off.
Please. It actually makes me lose my fucking mind. I have a tiny little scene.
Oh, yes.
For you.
Darling.
I don't know who wants to be Catwoman or who wants to be Security Guard 1 or 2. The Security Guard!
I will be Security Guard because I know the Hanako.
Okay, I'm going to be also Security Guard.
Guys, thank you so much. The thing is, this is the difference between us. Kath and I are both like, I'm actually really thrilled to be a security guard.
Genuinely thrilled.
And I'm absolutely honoured to play Michelle
So the
Pfeiffer.
Security guard's like, who is she? What is she? I don't know whether to open fire or fall in love. Like, they're so New York, it's brilliant.
So, and then, right. Such dopey security guard.
You know exactly what
I'm all over this.
Michelle is. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be number one or number two?
I don't mind.
Oh, go on. You be one, I'll be two.
Okay, great. Who is she?
What is she?
I don't know whether to open fire or fall in love.
You poor guys. Always confusing your pistols with your privates.
Don't hurt us, lady. Our take-home's less than 300.
You're overpaid. Hit the road.
That's so good. Quippy and whippy.
She's just wonderful. So, obviously, we're yet to see a standalone Catwoman film. Mm. All everything crossed.
Oh, fingers
everything
fanny crossed.
Every single bit of me is crossed.
Fingers fanny crossed. We can hope. So, I want to talk about
queer things and comics.
Huzzah! Okay. So, I'm completely with you. I love how dark these films are. I think it's super fun, super exciting. I really, really like seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do find the hyper-masculization of Batman very strange. Like, comics are camp. They just are. I don't know if it's the colours, the lycra, the moves, the quippy one-liners. Maybe it's just the capes, but they're camp.
Capes are hella camp.
They're so
camp. Oh my
God,
so camp.
And, like, you only have to step into a comic shop to see that. Like, some of the best comics out there are a bit sexy, bit weird, very queer.
Yeah, and I think there's also something about the community that, like, because queerness does not necessarily, as we've discussed so many times, define just who you have sex with.
Yeah,
it's totally. Like being other and making space for other and having joy in the other. That is
totally.
Like queerness, and that is what comic books are.
Yeah, there's such an alternative culture. There's such a subculture.
Yeah,
like some of the best comics at the moment are like Saga, things like Love and Rockets, the queer arc of Superman, like amazing. And I think nerd culture or comic culture, whatever, at times has like a pretty good history of giving like a voice to voiceless people, whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you look at Marvel at the moment, they have so many like deaf characters. Mm. They're like really putting people at the center who like we just don't see as much in other films.
Yeah, and they also do it through, you know, like they'll be talking about people coming from different planets. They'll be talking about bigger things, bigger points, but through a lens of like a fantasy.
Yeah, and like they have the money and the resources and the name to do it, so they, you know, they have to do it. It's imperfect, but I do think it's an amazing part of it. So Batman is a built bloke in a unitard with knee-high boots, gloves, a mask and a fucking cape. There are tiny lycra pants and a yellow belt and a bat symbol to symbolise the returning of the light. They talk in rhyming couplets and one of his costumes had nipples on it.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Okay, where is this Batman?
Like, it's incredible.
Sign me up, baby.
It's so good. The 1960s Batman live-action TV show was so camp. It was two crime-fighting heroes saving the city with one-liners, an upbeat soundtrack, and a simplistic morality.
Oh my gosh.
It is more gold member than Goldfinger.
Oh my gosh.
So when the history of this character is so over the top, how have we ended up with a hero in military-style armour, Zodiac-like detective work, and a super mask, all-black Nirvana music, gun-toting, frown-wearing, no fucking Robin... Batman! He doesn't even have a yellow belt!
What happened to Robin?
Oh, they've just been like...
They've sacked him off.
They've sacked him off for now. Robert Pattinson said, I'm not doing Robin unless he's actually 13. Which I think is quite cool.
Yeah.
Because he is a kid.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a little bit of a shame. Like, Fox's X-Men. Some of those films were amazing. And they did quite a similar thing where it was dark and grungy and grimy. But, like, a lot of the fun of comics is how fucking camp they are.
Oh, totally.
And I love that Marvel does embrace that.
Yeah. I do think Suicide Squad is probably more camp.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Harley Quinn is camp.
So fucking camp.
Mm-hmm. So great.
So fucking camp.
But for some reason, Batman has become this, as you said, very masculine, heavy, dark character.
Yeah, and you even see, like, the evolution of the suits.
Mm.
That have just become, like, more bulky and more, like, armour and... It's like we can't have... It can still be hyper-masculine and he wears a lycra unitard.
Yeah,
that's
I wonder
possible.
If... Oh, well, he'd probably be more in touch with his masculinity if he wasn't.
Exactly.
But I wonder if there is something to be said in, like, the toxic masculinity.
I think it is that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's a shame that we think you can't have, like, this amazing, dark, gritty superhero and all of those things and not have him in, like, a suit with a six-pack on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite odd to me.
Yeah, it is very... Isn't that so overcompensating?
Yeah.
You're wearing a metal suit and you've hammered in fake
abs.
Abs
on the outside.
That's so wild.
It's so weird.
Oh my God. You know what? Men are wild.
It's wild.
That is so funny. You know when men say, like, you should take a woman swimming on the first date? You, fuck off.
Wait.
Men say that? Oh my God, have you never heard that?
No.
Never in my life.
Oh my God, you should take a woman swimming on the first date so that you can see her without makeup what she actually looks like. This is a shocked silence. They both have their jaws on the floor.
Also, waterproof makeup.
Yeah
idiots.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. If you show a man a photo of, like, a woman wearing, like, no makeup, they're like, yeah, she's not wearing anything.
She's wearing fuck tons of makeup.
She's wearing more makeup than probably...
She has spent a lot of hours watching YouTube videos learning how to do the no makeup look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Wild. But that is... The equivalent, and it's not the equivalent, of course it's not the equivalent, but, like, that is just absolutely wild.
What lies beneath the fake abs?
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to know.
A fucking
yellow
the suit
belt.
With the abs on.
Yes.
Give me a yellow suit in that waistline, bat boy.
I reckon it's a really lacy type pair of thongs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Or just, like, a single stocking. It's just that he's just pulled up.
Yeah. Did you guys see that Robert Pattinson said that he watched bats fucking when he was, like, preparing?
Yawn. This is so Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's so rogue and I sort of love it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of going off our Pats, you know?
Bit too much.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's my Batman.
I think he's always been weird.
Really?
You know the end of that trailer where he's, like, going in for that guy?
Beating him up.
I just feel like Robert Pattinson doesn't have that kind of innate violence that this Batman that's being portrayed in this movie is meant to have.
Okay.
Mm.
I look forward to
I do know
talking
what you
about
mean,
that afterwards, because I can see where that comes from.
Mm.
I can see that.
Mm.
It gives me more bats fucking than bats fighting.
Yes, thank you. He was watching the wrong video.
Yes.
It's going to make for an interesting
bats fighting rather than fucking.
Why the fuck was he watching bats fucking?
I don't know. I don't know, but I just think it's mad and I love it.
I mean, God. Bonkers,
God bless.
Bonkers, bonkers boy. So, I'm very excited to see the new Batman film. Greg Frazier is the cinematographer on it who did Dune, Zero Dark Thirty.
Dune?
Yeah, Rogue One. I think it's going to look gorgeous.
I just came. I've had a good just came.
I just came.
That's good news.
As any sane human would.
I can't take it to the cinema. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, isn't it? Michael Giacchino, I think is how you say it, who is the composer who famously composed Up.
Oh, wow.
Is doing the music for
Whoa.
It.
Oh, God, we're all going to be in bits.
We are. It's star-studded. I do think it... I'm very excited to see what it holds.
I'm very excited as well.
When does it come out?
I think March the 6th. Okay. In March the 6th.
Well, we'll have to do another episode once we've all seen it.
Yeah.
Little cinema trip.
Little cine trip.
Well, not with you, Hanako.
Yeah.
That's X-rated.
Need to bring them up.
So, I hope you, knowing a little bit more history, listeners, enjoy this epic character and maybe have a little giggle at the idea of Robert Pattinson in a pair of Lycra shorts fighting bad people.
Beautiful work, Kathy.
Well done, Kathy.
Batman.
Batman.
Oh my god, he's so camp.
This is the story,
this
anyone?
This is the story.
Wait. Here we go. I had a date with a guy I met through a dating site. When he found out that I was, at the time, writing erotica for a living, he put his hand very gently on mine and asked, with all the sincerity in the world, "Who hurt you?" No one hurt me, guy. I got paid money to write stories about people dicking each other, and I had a whale of a time. He absolutely would not believe that I enjoyed my job and that I wasn't lashing out as a result of some obvious sexual trauma I'd had in my past that he could somehow save me from. Mm-hmm. God only knows how actual sex workers cope on dates, if that's a common approach to people who aren't terrified to openly discuss sex. There was no second date.
Well, thank God. I'm so glad that you, like a true tortured artist, drop-kicked him out of your dating life.
Window Wendy was drop-kicked out of that bar.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Awful. Just get horrible. A fucking grip.
Absolutely dreadful.
It's like these people have just, like, never met
also,
other humans.
What a waste. So you're like, I'm on a date with a sexually imaginative person. How
think
exciting.
Think of the sexting.
Imagine, you'd be so eloquent.
Oh my god, you'd be overwhelmed though.
Oh my god.
Imagine knowing that someone was going to be that, like, very good at sexting. You'd be, like,
know,
too scared to reply.
Stressful.
And that's good because, honestly, it's bad sexting.
Awful.
You know, I've never sexted.
Neither. Never.
I'd like to indict the Fifth Amendment.
And we will obviously let you do so.
Thank you. Between God and I.
Links for all our resources are in the show notes. Please do check them out.
Next week, we're going from the crime-filled streets of Gotham to the sex scandal that rocked a generation. Pam and Tommy.
Ooh.
Yee! In the meantime, you can help us by rating us and following the F-Boy podcast wherever you are listening.
And if you have your very own listener story, don't be shy. Be sure to send them to our submissions at our website, www.fboypodcast.com. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, land to our DMs.
Yeah.
You can find even more Futbory on our Instagram and Twitter at FBoyPodcast.
Special thanks to our brilliant producers at Audio Boom Studios.
So watch out, Rand Gauthier and Tommy Lee.
We're coming for you.